It's not, you know, the Bible said for us to, if we had food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Christ, after he rose from the dead and his disciples had went back fishing, Christ come and asked them, have you caught anything? No, they toiled all night long and had nothing. He said, cast your net on the right side. And it was so full that it began to break, and they come dragging it to shore. But when they got to shore, he already had fish there cooked. They'd been looking in the wrong place. He already had what they needed and was able to supply. You and I, you know, if we're faithful unto the Lord, he said, I'll supply your needs. Now, he's going to give us food and raiment. And it might be that we're living out in a tent in the woods somewhere or another, but if we put our faith and trust in God and refuse to back down on his word, we can be confident we're not going to be starving to death. He'll be taking care of us. And you and I today, first of all, we need to exercise the faith that is in each and every one of us. That's something that's there. It just needs to be cultivated that it would grow. And the scripture we want to read this afternoon is in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And starting with the very first verse, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. And here it goes through that and tells you they all drank of this. They all was there in sight of the cloud. They all was in sight of the pillar of fire. And they all seen the signs and the wonders that God did for them. But out of that whole congregation of people that was considered to be adults, only two went into the promised land. And today in America, when you read the Bible where God says there's going to be few go in, they think that don't apply to us today. Because we belong to a church, or we this, we that. These people was all part of the same group of people that came out of Egypt. They all witnessed the same things that God did. They all heard the same words. But they all didn't let it abide in their heart and do according to what that they heard. And here he said, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. Well, today I think it's time that America wakes up and quit being ignorant of the things of the Lord. And we begin to realize that all this was done back there in that time for an example for you and I to see and to know that just hearing or just seeing the works of the Lord is not enough. But we must let it abide within us. You'll find that Joshua was there. When it come to the house of the Lord, Joshua, when he seen the tabernacle set up, and he seen all that was done there on the mountain with Moses, Joshua was one of them that wanted to move it close to where it was. He didn't want to stay far off in his tent door and look on, but he wanted to be there part of it. You and I today, it's not good enough to sit on the outside and look in, but God wants to experience what it is to drink of that spiritual rod. There, that Holy Spirit on the inside, dwelling within us, to close out the things of this world that we might have cried, fulfill it all that we need. is able to do it. You'll find the children of Israel there. They drank of the water that God caused to come forth from the rock. They seen the cloud and the pillar of fire. They ate of the quail that God caused to bring in. They ate of the manna. But all of that, they had their mind and their heart on other things. Every time anything would go a little wrong, they'd come to Moses instead of seeing all that God had done for them before. Say, wouldn't it have been better for us to die in Egypt? Wasn't it a place there to be that you had to bring us out here? Failing to see it was a mighty hand of God that had delivered them out. It was still there. You and I, when the devil comes, our life, and say, why not just throw up your hands and quit? You fail, why not turn around? God is still out there ahead of us. God promises they're still true. And you and I, if we got our eyes and our heart off of the things of God, if things has not went right, blame the one that needs to be blamed. That's us. You know, the children of Israel, they didn't want to talk to God each individually. They wanted Moses to talk. God was willing, the way it seemed when they first come out, God was willing to really have a more of a relationship with each and every one of them. But they was content for it to be them and Moses and God. Well, you know, there's all kinds of people. They picked them out, a preacher or somebody that they want to listen to and let him do the praying and talking to God. Well, that man might mislead you. But God come and paid the price that we could have an intercessor. I'm not your intercessor. I did not die for that. Christ died to become that for you. And each and one of you don't have to come and confess to me your failures. You might be too embarrassed to tell exactly how you failed God, but why be embarrassed to tell God straight to Him? Why, He already knows about it. He knows the very thoughts of your mind and your heart. He knows the time that you even got angry and said why. You'll find in the Bible that you'll find the men that was really put to the test. Oh, Job knew it all. He never questioned God. He never wondered why did God fail. Job knew there had to be a bigger picture than that. You and I today, when things don't go right in our lives, don't say why God, just say God help me. There am I that I might see my failure, so that I'll do that you would have me to do. You know, the children of Israel there, if they had prayed and asked God for faith to believe and trust Him instead of being so negative, you know, when they went in and spied out the land and they seen that they was big people there, but they also seen there was big rewards there. When they seen all of that, if they had come back and said, there's a mighty army there in the land, let's pray that our faith wouldn't fail us, because we know our God is able to do that He's promised. And got up and went, and God would have delivered. But they come back expressing fear of the people there. We can't do it. We can't do it. Then when they found out what their punishment was going to be for not doing it, wandered around 40 years in the wilderness, then they said, we will go. But then it was too late. God wasn't with them. You and I today, when God speaks unto us, He's with us. Be obedient unto Him then. No matter how impossible the task looks, listen unto the voice of the Lord. Because as we preached earlier, if we listen unto God and what He tells us, He's already prepared the way, and He's prepared us. If we will but believe. Isn't it wonderful to know? Here, as He said, in other words, don't be ignorant and stupid. Put faith and trust in God, because God is able. All of these here, when they seen all that was done, instead of exercising faith and believing God, they exercised doubt. And they questioned. And because of it, it cost all of them. You and I, isn't it wonderful to know that because my neighbor don't believe God, or don't believe there is a God, or my friend, or whoever it might be, that does not hinder me from knowing that there is a God. That does not hinder me from getting my prayers answered. That should make me feel that much more special when God answers my prayer. When somebody else does not have faith enough to believe there is a God. Then that gives me the strength to know just how powerful, how important my prayers are that the God of the whole universe heard me. You know, we've got men in Washington, D.C. that's worth millions of dollars and don't even know what it is to have a prayer answered. Me? I ain't worth that much. But I've got something that's worth more than all of their money. I've got a communication with the God of the whole universe that I know beyond a shadow of any doubt that He lives. I wasn't there to go through the wilderness with the children of Israel to see the cloud or the pillar of fire. I wasn't there to see the sea part form. How anybody could see those things and walk out the other side dry and then doubt a God that can deliver like that. They lifted no hand at all. And the mightiest army on the face of the earth at that time was destroyed right there in the sea behind them after they walked through on dry ground. Why should they doubt? Me and you, we might not have been there to see that. But God has promised us if we will believe, we will be there when He speaks and comes after His own. He's promised us the sleeping dust will raise and those that remain will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to go up to be with Him in the air. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if I'll be alive or if I'll be dead. I just know that on that day, I'm going to come forth. On that day, I'm going to have a new body. It's not going to be hurting. It's not going to be patched up. It's not going to have scabs and skin places all over it. But I'm going to have a new body with the power of God such as I have never known before. You and I, that God that brought them through the wilderness into that promised land was able to give it to them at the first if they had been obedient unto Him. You know, when it comes for them to go in, the Jordan was way up, wasn't it? But it was time. So the waters just stayed. You and I today, we got faith to believe in God. The devil is going to do everything he can to say no, to prevent what God has told us is going to be. Our job is just to say, yes, I believe. When you wonder, do I have that much faith? Like an old woman told me the other day, she said, surely I've got faith that will mount up to a mustard seed. You and I, the mustard seed that it was talking about is black mustard. That's what was over in that part of the country. And a black mustard seed is so small, one by itself, you can hardly see it. And God said, if you've got that much faith, you can say unto a mountain, be moved, and it will. So me and you, surely we've got enough faith that we can say, God, I believe.
God, I know what you said will come to pass. I know it's true. I don't understand how. I don't understand what kind of a cloud it's going to be that we're going to be riding on. I don't understand how it's going to support all the people that's going up. I just know that it will, because my God, if He said He went to prepare a place for me and I'll come again and receive you unto me, that where I am there you may be also, I know that whatever He prepared, it's going to do the job. And that's all that counts. Me and you, believe the Word of God, because it's not been proven wrong. You know, I know that gravity works because my feet always stay on the ground, or whatever I'm standing on, that part's always pointed down. As my grandsons, when they're running around and they fall, I tell them to keep the sunny side up. And you know, it's only normal that your head's supposed to be pointing up and your feet's down. A lot of times in America, we seem to get things turned around backwards. And I guess that's probably why so many seem to be brain dead. We've stood on our heads so long trying to get ourselves in a position to accomplish what we want, that we just lost all matter of common sense. But you and I, if we will, be obedient unto the Word of God, we can find that when this life is over, what awaits us has not even entered into the heart of man. You and I, you know, when I was in sin, I could not imagine what it would be like to see heaven. I could not imagine what it would be like, though I had read the Bible on it. But you know, after getting right with the Lord, and then you get to reading about the throne of God, and the rainbow about the throne, and the sea of glass out in front of it, everybody's saying, holy, holy, holy. Just like what I said a while ago, those words I had read before, but they didn't mean to me like what they meant when I realized I was in the family, and there come a time that I could be standing there looking upon that throne for me. You know, there's people right now that's paying big money to be in Washington, D.C. on the 20th. To see the first black president inaugurated as our president. Well, it may come to pass and it may not. The Lord may be back before then. We need to be concerned about, are we ready to stand before the throne of God? Is our heart ready for that? It don't make a whole lot of difference who is president of this country. What makes a whole lot of difference is your heart right with God? Because after all, whoever is president, whatever they do, we're going to have to suffer through it, good or bad. But if our heart's right with God, God said, I'll be with you. I'll go with you all the way even unto the end. And we better make sure that our heart's right with God. Listen to that scripture. Pay attention to it. Read it and see. Here it said, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Today, you and I, the main thing to know if we want to go to the promised land is that God is pleased with us. Here he said he wasn't well pleased with them. That was why they didn't go in. Joshua and Caleb come back. They seen the same things that the others seen, but they come back and said, you know, we can take them. We can take them. Why? They had faith in their God. They realized all that they had done before was not by their strength and power. It was through the might of God. And God had said, this is your land. Go and take it. He said, we can take it. You and I, when God speaks unto us and says something, though it may look impossible, say, with the help of God, I can do it. With the help of God, I know it's possible. And then when you get on your knees to pray, you'll find God will be there hearing and answering your prayer. Why? Because you accepted God at His Word, and He'll be pleased with you. But if God asks something of you, and I'm telling you this from experience, if God asks something of you, and you doubt, God's not pleased with you. And the Spirit of God will not stay with you when it's like that. The only way to get back in the Spirit of the Lord is through repentance. And these people here, no, you'll find that they followed Moses and this cloud and the pillar, but it wasn't so much willingly. It was because there wasn't much else for them to do. Because if they had been willingly following, they would have been obedient. You know, when you listen to there, as Moses was on the mountain, and you know, I've been gone 40 days, and they could still see the smoke and the fire on the mountain. And they said, we don't know what's happened to him. Make us a god. You know, you just wonder what was in those people's minds. You look around in America today, and everything that our country is wanting to do, everything that people are saying is politically correct, is spiritually wrong. And then we wonder, why ain't God blessing us? We're just as blinded and just as stupid in the eyes of God as these people. And God said, be not ignorant. We're highly educated. But God said, you're ignorant if you're not taking me at my word. If you don't believe me, you're ignorant. And it's time for us to realize that God's not going to change. So if there's any change in us, we better surrender to His will. Because God has proven that what He says is right. While we get some song to sing, please, I beg you, don't try and blame God for our mistakes. Don't try and do something and then ask God later why. Just like the children of Israel here, when they begin to be defeated, they was wondering why. It's supposed to be our promised land. Why? Because they wasn't ready to go when God was ready. You and I, we need to wait upon the Lord, but then when God says go, go. And if we will, we'll find that the blessings of God will be there because God's Spirit will be hovering close at hand. While we sing, will you come? God is still able to do the impossible as He proved it there. You know, I don't know that it's any record, anything that has ever been testified to of God parting the water of a sea. He's done it for streams, but of a sea anywhere before except me. And yet the children of Israel come out the other side. Instead of having a mountain of faith, they still have doubt. You and I today, when God works miracles for us, don't doubt, but believe.